Kia ora, ko tū whenuarawa ngā tamahira toko ingoa. This is your Wātea News. Cabinet Minister Calvin Davis says former National Prime Minister Sir John Key's claim the government has turned the country into a smug hermit kingdom rather than reopening its borders is unhelpful. Sir John, who now chairs Australian-owned ANZ Bank, yesterday delivered his prescription for how to get back to where New Zealanders can travel overseas for any reason, knowing they can return home when they want to and where they can again welcome visitors to this country. Mr Davis says he's reminded of the whakatauki, success has many fathers, but failure is an orphan.
People who say let's do this and let's do that, they can just say what they want, and it's the government that's held to account if things go wrong. So we've got to make sure that what we do is right for all New Zealanders, not just certain sections of New Zealand.
Calvin Davis says two-thirds of New Zealanders agree the border needs to be kept closed until vaccination rates pass 90%. The more people get vaccinated against COVID-19, the more resistant the few remaining seem to be. A new Talbot Mills research poll found just over a third of those reluctant to get the jab says they were concerned about side effects or had heard bad things. 15% said it was developed too quickly. Another 15% said they were straight out anti-vax, and an additional 15% said they were too lazy. Epidemiologist Anthony Jordan, who is heading the Northern Regional Vaccine Rollout, says getting information to those people or encouraging those who they know to spread the message is now a major focus of the work. He says COVID vaccines have now been given to billions of people worldwide, including pregnant women, and the effects are well studied.
That data tells us that these people are not seeing anything unexpected or untoward. And for those people that are waiting for more data, the data's in. People just need to know what they're reading and be able to make the judgment call that this is robust information that they have to deal with.
Dr. Jordan says another 5 vaccination buses will be handed over to community partners this week. Waipareta's Waivaximus bus is sitting outside the Glen Innes Wins office today and tomorrow as the vaccinators try to bring in local whānau for their jabs. Coordinator Roger Te Whero says the bus is seeing about 75% Māori coming through. She says taking the vax to where people live is proving effective.
We're actually sitting in their community, so they're wanting to come out. Otherwise, they're not wanting to get into the big centres alongside lots of people because of what the strain is. So the bus seems to be working for a lot of our whānau.
Roger Te Whero from Waipareta. Up to $500,000 is available to fund local events for Waitangi Day 2022. The Ministry for Culture and Heritage Deputy Chief Executive Tasman Evans says COVID uncertainty means it's an exceptionally difficult time for event organisers. This year, the Commemorating Waitangi Day Fund supported events will be held in marais, parks, museum and community centres and include kai festivals, marae open days, scavenger hunts and reenactments, wānanga, workshops and public performances. And that is your Wātea News.